At Brighton First, we believe that it is important that we grow in God, that we love God, and that we serve God. And one of our visions is to be a place where people of all ages can find and learn to be disciples of Jesus Christ. And for our youth and our children, we want to nurture them so that they fully understand the astounding power of God and the love of God in their lives. One of the programs that we do that with is our Young People's Worship Arts program. And this morning, they have a gift for you and a gift for our graduates. I Have a Friend in God.
Graduates, as you move on to the next step in your journey, may you continue to strive for spiritual and academic excellence in the bright future the Lord has made for each of you. Ladies and gentlemen, family and friends, would you join me in congratulating our graduating class of Lakeview Christian Academy? Please welcome our speaker, Amanda Robinson.
Thank you. Graduation is a time to thank those who helped us reach our goals. I would like to tell you about a few of my classmates that changed the direction of my life by showing me the love of God. It was the first day of school several years ago, and let's just say I had quite an attitude back then.
Welcome, young scholars, to this brand new school year at Lakeview Christian Academy. Let's make this your best year, and remember our motto, excellence is not found in being the best,
but doing your best at all times.
What's this all about?
grip. I don't see why all the fuss. People, calm down. Let's get real. And why all the hype? He isn't our type. Leave it up to me. This kid is history. Don't freak out. No need to shout. People, calm down. Let's get real. This kid may be new, but soon he'll be through. We don't need him here because he would be a fifth wheel.
Hey, dude, don't stress. You look at Amanda on a good day.
Yeah, last year when I was new, she accidentally ran into me and broke my glasses. Then she started calling me Four Eyes.
Oh, you are so sensitive, Four Eyes. Oh, sorry, Theodore.
Let's hear it, Amanda.
I'm so sorry.
Wow, that's sincere.
Truly heartfelt, Amanda.
Okay, I don't see what you mean. They're just words. See you later.
The rumors were too much for her to take. Even though they were not true, they still made her heart break. And all the little clicks were teasers just for fun.
vacate the premises.
Okay, but I'm watching you.
Yeah, we're watching you.
That's not creepy at all.
Hello, I'm Mr. Appleton. Welcome to the new school year. This year, I want to stress the theme of working together and getting along. To kick off this theme, I would like you to write down several things you've did this summer and share them with a partner.
Connor, let's be partners.
Okay.
Because we've been best friends forever, right?
Yeah, right.
Ivy, will you honor me and being my partner?
Okay, shoot, Theodore.
Because we've been friends for a long time, too.
Let's work together, because we're BFFs, right?
Sure, we're besties forever.
Without you, we needed each other, so God put us together. Side by side, we'll help each other through.
Okay, Tiffany said she got VIP tickets to One Direction, and she also got to go to Disneyland.
What a coincidence, so did Candy.
And Tiffany got to go horseback riding on the beach.
Let me guess, Candy went horseback riding on the beach too.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Connor and I will go next.
So Connor said that he went to an awesome football camp.
Welcome to the gun show.
He also went on a mission trip with his church. He is so amazing.
Stop, I'm blushing. Well, Izzy learned how to decorate cupcakes, which I'm still waiting for one. And she had a sleepover with Ivy. And she also helped her mom teach vacation Bible school.
We're next. Theodore said he went to an advanced science class and helped the homeless at the shelter.
At first, I didn't want to go to the shelter, but then I met some really cool people there, and it's my favorite thing to do all summer. Ivy spent her summer tanning at the pool.
Sweet.
And babysitting at her church.
Those kids wore me out.
I'm really proud of you. Each of you spent part of your summer helping others and showing the world God's love. You know, you're really making him smile.
Jonathan Emerson Jr.
Yeah, I knew that. And he also played basketball.
I played basketball.
Yeah, I knew that. By the way, you have such bad handwriting. And he was also in a Lego. Oh, Legos! He played with Legos!
Legos? I don't play Legos. I was in a bowling league.
Bowling league? I knew that.
Like somebody didn't practice their reading over the summer.
Kids.
This is a stupid assignment. And by the way, I don't really care what you did this summer, Jonathan. I'm out of here.
Yeah, who cares what the new kid did this summer anyway?
We didn't even know if he liked him yet. He plays Legos.
Legos? I don't play Legos. I was in a bowling league.
Kids, I want all of you to remember, taste your words.
Yeah, but how do we do that? How do we taste our words?
Well, I used the mnemonic device, think. T as is it true? Is it?
Hopefully.
Yes, and the letter I.
Inspiring?
Yes, and the letter N.
Necessary.
Yes, and finally the letter K.
Kind?
Yes, think. Is it true? Helpful, inspiring, necessary, or kind?
So I'm thinking we're going to have to practice words.
Yes, the Bible says we have to renew our minds.
That makes me think. I should probably apologize to Amanda for teasing her about her reading. I should try to be more of a friend.
Like, what kind of friend could you be to Amanda?
all need friends that want the best for us, like Jesus.
Yeah, I didn't always look this good last year as a fashion wreck, but Amanda helped me become the fabulous fashion that I am today.
My older cousin was a good friend to me. I was having a hard time with my basketball shot, and all the kids were teasing me, so he practiced with me every Saturday until I got better.
That reminds me, as a new kid, I might have been a bit defensive. Is it okay if I go check out Amanda and see if I can help?
That would be great. Kids, remember, all your friends and friends, one team when others run out.
There was a crippled man, he'd been so all his life. He couldn't walk or get around, he watched the world go by. His friends heard the prophet who came from Galilee, could heal the sick, raise the dead, and make the blind man see.
Valuable lesson. We need to allow God in our lives to shape and mold us into who He wants us to be, a friend like Jesus.
Heavenly Father, you're the great potter. I'm the clay. I'm the clay. Heavenly Father, you're the great potter. Have your way. Have your way.
Yeah.
I'll quietly listen to the words that you say and daily surrender to each step that I take. Mold me and make me, Lord, have your way, 'cause I know you hold me when I trust and obey. Like Jesus is. Then we all decided that since God is our best friend, we too should become more faithful friends like Jesus. He knows you better than anyone else and is still your friend no matter what.
Ladies and gentlemen, moms and dads, please join me in congratulating the graduates of Lakeview Christian Academy.
Who am I that you are thinking of me? How you hear me when I call?
Is it true that you were thinking of me? How you love me?
Susan Snow in the back there? Thank you, Susan. You will have an opportunity to meet the children and give thanks to them for this wonderful gift as you leave. And I'd also like you to draw your attention to something in our worship flyer, our bulletin, that there is an opportunity for a child you know to be a part of that ministry. They have a music camp coming up in July. It's in the afternoon after Vacation Bible School. And the following week, your neighbor, your child, your grandchild. It's important that they know how to read, so as long as they're able to read, they can be a part of that. And so talk with Susan afterwards if you'd like for more information. But an exciting thing happening.